Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Have you ever wanted to venture into the vast landscape of Domino's mind?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, neither have we. But we're still going beyond the goatee.
You know the expression, wearing out your welcome? I think Kyrie Irving has worn out his welcome in an entire borough.
He has some decisions to make on his own. So he has to look at what he's going to do with his player option and so forth like that. But I think we know what we're looking for. You know, we're looking for guys that want to come in here, be part of something bigger than themselves, play selfless, play team basketball.
Oh, no.
And be available. And that goes not only for Kyrie, but for everybody here.
And none of that applies to Kyrie Irving.
You notice he only mentioned...
Sean Rooks, right? The GM of the Nets?
Yeah, he only mentioned Kyrie in that as well. Like nobody else. Mm-hmm. What happened to my crazy Russian friend, the guy who actually used to own this team? Remember, he had his big yacht under glass, and he very proudly showed you his AK-47s, and the league said, let's take the AKs out of the
yacht. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord has split you.
He sold and made a lot of money, and now he's back to just focusing on his boats and his AK-47s.
I don't know what he's focusing on these days.
None of my business.
Yeah, so many people don't have their boats anymore. I think he was a mine guy, right? Like stuff in the ground.
If you say
I think he made his money in mining. Like his billions in mining. I don't know what he's doing now. He doesn't own the Nets anymore. There was more from that, and Kyrie's name, without being brought up, was brought up a couple of more times. Vladimir Guerrero. Remember Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson did it better than anybody else. You want to snap a bat? Go look at the Bo Jackson video. Now, Guerrero's no small fella. He had his moment.
Not in this at bat, and there's some visible frustration for Vladimir Guerrero. We have not seen that one before.
This is a curveball that is off the plate. I think he's upset. Not that he struck out, but I think he's upset that he missed a couple of pitches.
Or he was upset with the call.
Yeah.
Did you hear the snap? That sounded like a femur.
Yeah.
That's a guy breaking a bat over his leg. And by the way, it wasn't a broken bat. This wasn't a broken bat. Watch this. I'm a tough guy. He snapped a bat over his leg. Hey, you got to be a special kind of special.
Tell me something. Does that leave, no matter how strong you are and how many times you've done that, that leaves a bruise. That leaves a mark, right?
The question is how deep.
Right.
The question is how deep.
Our friend Domino, Kelly, I don't know if you heard it yesterday, he tripped over a curb outside of Truist Park.
Those can really jump out at you sometimes. Yeah. How'd that go?
Out of nowhere, man. That's what happened to Domino. How's your hand feeling?
Not great. I'm.
Oh, you really toppled. You needed the hand.
Yeah, no. I missed my face.
Oh,
thank God.
You look like you got a ball out in the outfield there along the warning track with that sort of...
You look like you have a cartoon hand.
Yeah. It's still throbbing. Is that a bad sign? 2 days later?
It means you're tough.
I went to chiropractic school. Why is there a heartbeat in my hand? I did, thank God, though. Like, when you're going down, you go, if I'm, like, another year and a half older, I don't think I get both my hands down.
Don't say that. No. You'll be the agile, super cat-like reflexes.
Why did I fall over a curb then? I had 26% of my foot on the curb, 74% off.
I'm working real hard here to be kind.
Yeah, I know you are. Don't worry about it. It's the beginning of the end.
I'm one-handed Jimmy right now. Don't ask me to do much. You need me to carry your bags, I can't. Or I could with my right hand. Don't ask me to do it.
People are going to ask to carry your bags. It's the other way around now. Sir, can I help you with that?
What happened to him? He got old. ESPN and Disney. I don't know if you know this. The Mouse owns ESPN.
Is that right?
Yeah, they own half the damn world. They're now saying ESPN might become a standalone streaming service. Not yet. Not yet. They have ESPN Plus, but not yet for the entirety of ESPN. They do the bundle with ESPN, but they let you know that, we got a few more things up our sleeve, and perhaps in the not-too-distant future. I'm fascinated by the business of this and a bunch of other things. So when Bob Chapek, and again, I don't owe him anything, let's just say it's not going swimmingly for him or the stock right now, they're going to look for one more hit. Here's the crazy part. 137.7 million subscribers. That beat Wall Street standards. That's what Disney Plus has. You don't have Disney Plus. You'd have no reason to have Disney Plus.
Well, nowadays they bundle that with all kinds of
ESPN,
stuff, right?
ESPN, Hulu, and Disney Plus. So you probably have it then.
Yes.
ESPN, we might strike out on our own, but right now 137 million people are on Disney Plus streaming service. That was that Bob Iger, the guy who everybody did like. That was like the last thing he left. You know, some guys leave a turd on the table and leave. Mm-hmm. This Bob Iger said, here, I'm going to leave you some gold. Now I'm getting out of here.
There used to be a guy who worked in this town that when he left, it wasn't here, but someplace else. You've heard the story, right? I'm not going to mention
the
names.
Renting houses?
No, no, not that.
Oh, not, because you know that one.
He literally.
The guy who leased the house and just.
Yeah, that I know.
Yeah, he left presents.
But this guy literally pooped in his ex-boss's office. He left.
Oh, that I don't know.
He left a poop on the desk.
That I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I mean, I think so.
That one I've never heard.
Yeah. No names, though.
We'll play. What is Sean?
I'm sorry,
Nunn,
Kelly. You had to be privy
to that.
Just,
that takes a lot of work.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know who
witnesses. I mean, that's a lot. Yeah, you're
right. You know who Jimmy Iovine is. Mm-hmm. You know who Dr. Dre is.
Yes.
You know the P. Diddy, Puff Daddy. I think it was Puff Daddy back then. You know he cost those guys $200 million on that Beats deal. The Beats deal was like 3-point-something billion.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrese, the actor, did a video with Dr. Dre as they were celebrating when everybody was told. Unlike Alex Anthopoulos, who trusts everybody because it's a really small group, this Tyrese idiot put a video out. Hey, look at us. We're rich. Or whatever the hell it was. And the cook fellow from Apple said, come on into my office tomorrow. Jimmy Iovine said, I thought the whole deal was off. $3 billion is going to go away. We're still going to do the deal. Let me tell you what's going to happen. $200 million less. And they said it was Diddy who actually was the one who kind of got this video made. Because he sort of was hovering. I said, so basically, he had said I was the only $1 billion guy in hip-hop. And then Dre, because of this deal, $200 million less, didn't become a billionaire that day. Can you imagine? The guy calls you in and says, yeah, we'll still do the deal. Let me tell you what the deal is now. $200 million less. It's still a good deal.
So just on principle alone,
yes.
They knocked $200 million
because
off.
They said, shh, everybody, right.
It's still a great deal, but just to teach you a lesson.
It's like trade deadline.
Yeah, smack on the hand, $200 million.
We're looking at a backup infielder from Kansas City. Everybody, shh. Don't say anything when you're told not to say anything. Sean, wireless radio broadcasting is patented. When would that have been? What year on this date? Wireless.
Wireless, let's say 1957.
I'm going to go with 2007.
Kelly, well, let's see. Then I don't know what I was doing for all the years leading up to. I thought I was on wireless band radio, but maybe I wasn't.
I'm a little bit
Kelly,
off.
This is a game called What Does Sean Nerney Know? But you get to play. What year was the patent for the wireless radio broadcasting, the ability to broadcast without wires? What year do you think that happened?
Oh, gosh. The 60s.
The 08s. The 1908s. 1908,
what?
We had wireless broadcasting.
The 1900s?
That was a terrible, terrible guess.
I wish you had the right century.
Jeez.
Yeah. The first man, Sean Ernie, what does Sean Ernie know? The first man to fly over the North Pole. Fly over the North Pole. What year do you think that happened? That's Raoul Amundsen.
No, that's inaccurate. That's Santa Claus.
No. He's never given credit.
I don't know who this Raoul character is.
Can I take myself out of this?
Say 1955.
Just say something absurd, Kelly. It's worked
this
for
isn't
me.
A strength
watch.
Of mine.
Watch. Go ahead. Say it. 1428.
No, 1978.
Oh, that's silly, too.
Over
the North Pole. Guy got in a plane. What
I'm
we would
with
call
you
a plane.
On Santa Claus.
Yeah. All right. Well, just go with that. 1926.
That's what I was going to
on this date, Pulp Fiction comes out. What day? What year did Pulp Fiction
come
out?
Oh, wow. Ooh. That's got to be 94.
Look at you. You were worth the wait.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, thanks. don't good job him. It's he's so bad at this. The fact that he actually knows what year he went to see a movie or didn't go to see
a
movie.
I'm glad you got your hands down before you fell. So I'm glad that he got that answer
right.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. The Magna Carta. It was ratified. It was just basically, hey, let's do this. Sean Nerney, you're the history man. Magna Carta on this date. The English barons served the ultimatum on King John, which eventually leads to the creation and signing of the Magna Carta.
I mean, I think it was the 1500s. I'll say 15.
Go earlier.
No, earlier?
Yeah, it was.
All right, 1350.
1215. We've had enough.
I was going to go with 700.
Taxation without representation.
I was going to go with 700 B.C.
That's not right. All right.
I said earlier.
That's it. I gotta go because I got to answer this phone. I'm not kidding about that.
All right. So you're going to cut the segment short because you got to take a phone call.
Everything is done.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats.
Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com and then call us for a free in-home consultation.